Hippopotamus? Here they come. I am looking forward to maybe getting an explanation as to where the, how that name, they arrived at that name. Because I'm intrigued, especially since I had my late great brother-in-law. He passed away, sadly, but he collected hippopotami, not live ones, but ceramics. And so somehow a potamus gets me going, wondering what this is all about. And after Folkopotamus, we're going to have Matt Cole, and then Ellen will introduce our mini set. And so, once again, John McLean, Moi, Nourish, February 26th, mini set. Sandra is going to be Nourish, mini set, January 29th. Harriet, March 5th, mini set. Nick, next week, don't miss that. Ergo Canto at the Umbrella, a full half hour of Ergo Canto on Sunday, February 17th. Put that on your calendar. Is that Lincoln's birthday? I don't know. And so I have babbled on enough. It looks like Folkopotamus is almost ready to reveal themselves to us. So let's hear it for Folkopotamus.
Hello.
We are Folkopotamus.
I sound better on a low volume.
This is a song that I wrote about my hometown of Springfield, Illinois. One, two.
town. Comfort is a stranger. Falling stars are not caught. She was my best friend when we were younger. Her memory's still standing, though she's not. She loved that old car and her family and the Rolling Stones. Wild horses couldn't drag her away. Her spirit stands stronger than any I remember. She'll ride them again one day. Chase the moon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Another beautiful song. Now, we may not yet know the origins of the name Folkopotamus, but we do know that they make nice music, beautiful music.
Much.
Thank you very much. All right. One more.